FLAC, the Free Legal Advice Centre, has challenged remarks by Taoiseach Leo Varadkar around evictions and notices to quit for renters. The organisation said comments by an Taoiseach could be construed as encouraging tenants to overhold on their tenancies. Overholding is where a tenant stays in a property after receiving a valid notice of termination. But a spokesperson for an Taoiseach has said he never advised anyone to overhold their rented home and mentioned FLAC as one of a number of bodies that can provide information to tenants. Let's hear more of what an Taoiseach said in the Dáil on Tuesday.
Every case is individual and people should seek the best advice they can get from organisations like Threshold, from the Free Legal Advice Centre, from others. And in some cases, people do overhold. And in some cases, the landlord will accept that, will say, for example, I understand that you haven't found a place yet, and we'll let you overhold as long as you continue to pay the rent. And that happens all the time. That's not something new. That's been happening for as long as I can remember. And some cases go to the RTB where they're heard, and both sides are heard, and then there's a determination order. And then and only then can I go to court. And the only place in Ireland where an eviction order can actually be handed down in Ireland is in court.
And Eilish Barry, the chief executive of FLAC, is here in studio. Eilish, you're very welcome to the studio. What's wrong with what Leo Varadkar had to say?
Well, I suppose we're anxious to respond to comments, not just those that were heard just now by the listeners, but you heard him advise tenants to contact FLAC so that we could advise tenants on the best option or different options. Mm. Just as a preliminary point, I want to point out, we're not the state body dealing with legal aid. We're a small NGO which operates a telephone information line and phone advice mm-hmm. clinics, and we take a small number of cases in the areas of
He mentioned you among other bodies. He mentioned you by name. He mentioned Threshold by name.
And he said that people, tenants could come to FLAC to get advice on mm-hmm. the best options or the different options that are available to them. And he also said, or he was quoted in newspapers as saying, that judges are reluctant to hand down eviction orders against mm-hmm. renters who would face homelessness as the eviction ban is set to lift. And he said that, I guarantee you that judges are very reluctant to evict people into homelessness.
Is he now, wrong?
Well, we think those comments suggest that the district court has some sort of discretion to refuse to enforce a determination of the Residential Tenancies Board, which is the body that deals with evictions of people in private rented accommodation. And we're worried that tenants, on foot of the Taoiseach's comments, will get some sort of false hope that if they go into the district court, that the district court will be able to prevent or slow down the eviction for kind of humanitarian reasons.
I understand. Just on that point, Eilish, about going into the district court when you're at the point of eviction and they have to get an order from the court to then follow through with the eviction, what attitude does the court generally take?
Well, first of all, the court has to apply the legislation, and the legislation is very clear. First of all, there are no good options. If I can just go back to the earlier point, if a tenant receives a valid notice of termination from the landlord, there aren't very many options or good options available to the tenant.
And that valid notice of termination, that isn't for challenge in the court, is it? That's for challenge before the RTB, if there were to be grounds to challenge.
Yeah, now there have to be technical grounds to challenge it, but the majority of tenants who come to FLAC, the notices that they receive are valid and aren't open to being challenged. And the Residential Tenancies Board then hasn't any discretion. Neither it nor the court can look behind a valid termination notice and decide not to evict or not to make the determination order based on humanitarian reasons such as illness or disability mm-hmm. or age of the children or age of the person or the fact that the people will become homeless. The legislation provides that the district court must enforce a Residential Tenancies Board's determination, except in a very narrow set of circumstances, kind of procedural error or legal error. So the district court, it may very much, I agree with the Taoiseach that judges are very reluctant to evict, but they don't have a discretion under the Residential Tenancies Act. If they did, bodies like FLAC, bodies like Threshold would be out telling tenants what they should be doing and what cases they should be making.
And you're very clear about that there. But I just want to find out, How many queries are you receiving, and have they increased significantly in the past weeks and months?
We haven't noticed a significant increase in the past months, but our telephone information line since COVID has been completely overwhelmed with queries, mainly in relation to family law and employment law, and only one in three callers actually get through to talk to a FLAC member of staff, which is why we were also, alarm bells rang when the Taoiseach was advising people to contact FLAC.
So it's about resourcing and being able to man your phone lines and have enough phone lines to take the calls.
Absolutely. You and can't it, cope. I think it's concerning that one of the mitigation measures that the government haven't introduced is to resource bodies like Threshold and FLAC and Mercy Law Centre to be able to provide legal assistance to tenants.
And within what you know, are you seeing examples of overloading?
When it comes
overholding.
When it comes to overholding, the risk is we'd be very reluctant to advise a tenant to overhold, because if they overhold and the landlord goes into the district court and gets an order against them, they'll also get an order of costs against them. And that's going to impact on the tenant in the short term and in the long term. It'll affect their credit rating. It'll affect their capacity to get a new tenancy. So it's not in the tenant's interest to have an order of costs made against them.
But within what the Taoiseach was saying, and I suppose I'm going more on personal experience here than legal facts. Are you seeing examples where, you know, somebody may be overholding, but they're continuing to pay their rent and they're given a certain sympathy or leeway from a landlord?
Well, that's a matter of discretion for the landlord. The tenant has no basis in law.
No. There's no rights
and,
here.
And if you
but
want,
are we seeing discretion?
Well, I suppose the people who contact FLAC are people where the landlord is making it clear that the discretion and whatever discretion is there is over. If you want tenants to have rights in that regard, if you want the courts to be able to turn down or refuse evictions, you have to change the actual legislation.
Do you accept the clarification from the Taoiseach overnight where he said he wasn't advising anyone to overhold?
We welcome that clarification, but we want to make it clear to people, and it's not good news, that the district court doesn't have power to refuse to grant an eviction order if there's nothing wrong with the original notice of termination.
All right. Just briefly, could you do more with more if you had more resources?
Of course we could. We're a small NGO. We have a budget that's, I think the Legal Aid Board, which is the state body, has nearly a budget 40 times our budget. So we desperately need resources, particularly for our telephone information line.
Eilish Barry of FLAC, thank you very much indeed.